Good evening and welcome to another episode of the C-List Villains, your cultivator of the comic culture. I'm your host, AJ. We've got E-Man, we've got Red, and we got a special guest in the building, Mr. Brandon Ingram himself. We've had him before. He previously created the Gallows Man, and he's here on our show tonight to now give us a new comic book that he's starting off with the Kickstarter starting September 5th, and it's going to run through October 5th. It's called Tales from Town City. Good evening, everyone.
Brandon, welcome back.
Thank you. I figured if I'm on the C-list villains, I got to dress the part.
Got to look like the villain, right?
This may have you right here.
I was fighting with K-pop Junkie earlier on who our favorite character is, and we both agree that we both like Rusty Hook. That's our boy.
Is that a sex position?
I think it could be.
So that's kind of where it originally started, because Rusty Hook was in issue one of Gallows Man. And originally, it was like just a joke, because in the Gallows Man number one, like they're in Farside Alley, where a bunch of homeless villains are. And they're talking about various villains and stuff there. And then Newsboy's like, what about him? And Gallows Man's like, that's the Rusty Hook. And Newsboy's like, what dastardly thing did he do? And Gallows Man's like, I would rather not talk about it. And what's interesting is a lot of people read that and they're like, oh, what dark thing happened in Gallows Man's past? Like, I've had a couple people ask, like, are we ever going to like find out what that is? When I first wrote that, that was just like a joke. Like a
throwaway joke.
I'd rather not talk about, because a Rusty Hook, if you look up on Urban Dictionary, it's whenever you like stick your finger in your butt, basically.
More detail.
Go
we
up
need
to
as much
someone,
detail. No, all the
go
detail.
Up to someone and hook them. That's what a Rusty Hook is on Urban Dictionary, and it was just like a one panel joke, basically, in the first issue of Gallows Man. Then after that, I was like, dang, I actually want to write a story with Hypno-Rey and Rusty Hook. Like, this character that started out as just this dumb little joke that, if you know Urban Dictionary, it's just a stupid little joke, started as that, but then spun into, like, this story within Tales from Town City, where he's an actual character and not just a dumb little joke.
I like how very easily he described what the rest of you put your you come around, it's like so soulful. Like, his delivery behind it was very I kind of want to try it now, just because Brandon was so,
oh my god,
he was so like patient with the way he described it. That's why I was like, is it like
well, do you want to be the hooked or the hooky?
Look
I mean what you want to try it,
hooked,
so what do you,
the hooked or the hooky? I like,
I mean, you said you want to try it, so I'm not sure which one you want to be, though.
Yeah, do you want to be the recipient or the one giving the hook?
Or the hooky. I like that. Real fast, let's say what's up to the chat. Jumpman, what's up? What's up, nerds? Katie's in the house. Yee.
So, Brandon, why don't you give us a rundown of the new comic book so that our viewers can get a little taste of what to expect.
Now, I don't know if you want to use the word taste after he explained what the book was, okay?
I will say there's none of there's none of that raunchy humor or anything in Tales from Town City. It was a dumb inside joke that I had for one panel in Gallows Man. Tales from Town City number one. It's a anthology superhero dark comedy set in the golden age of comics, basically. I first need to mention it's a spinoff of The Gallows Man. Not that you have to read The Gallows Man to enjoy Tales from Town City, but I do want to mention briefly for The Gallows Man. Gallows Man is basically 1960s Adam West Batman meets Inglourious Basterds, because it's set in the 1940s. He's beating up and killing Nazis, all while having like the cheesy and funness of Adam West Batman. Having a smile on his face and just having fun.
And who doesn't like killing Nazis?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who doesn't like killing Nazis? Like, so, look, if it's good enough for Indiana Jones, it's good enough for all of us, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's the gallows, man. So thematically, spinning off from that, that kind of dark humor, comedy kind of goes into Tales from Town City. Tales from Town City is a spinoff of the Gallows Man. It follows minor characters introduced in the Gallows Man. And you have three different stories. You have a story following two homeless villains that find expired coupons and are trying to use them in a convenience store. You have another story of a mortician trying to make sense of dead villains' names. That's the most meta story of these.
And that second story really takes place after the first two books of Gallows Man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because there's the specific villains that you see die in Gallows Man. But, yeah, it's just this mortician losing his mind trying to make sense of these dead villains' names of, like, your name's the frog, you dress as a frog, makes sense.
Right.
Your name's Walrus. I don't really get it. You don't resemble a walrus. Yeah. I hear you more walk a penguin, like a penguin. Yeah. Like, that may have been a more fitting name. But you got a whiskery mustache, so I guess walrus checks out.
I remember he was talking shit about the dead people's names. Like, you don't look like this. You look like that.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
That's the Gallows Man's assistant at the mortuary, correct?
Yeah, yeah. That's Mr. Johnson. Like, the Gallows Man, his whenever he is in the daytime, like his Clark Kent persona, he works at a funeral parlor with Mr. Johnson. So yeah, that's a character from the Gallows Man. You don't have to read the Gallows Man to enjoy that story, but if you've read the Gallows Man, it's like, oh, I know that character, or I know right. these characters. And then the last story, Fierce Pets. I should mention PETS is an acronym. It stands for Precise Ecosystemic Tactical Squad. Back to those Wildcats days of covert action team. Uh-huh.
That's what I got out of that right there, Thank too. You. I was like, this is Thank Wildcats. You. I know what he's doing.
Except I actually used the S. The S wasn't just plural. I put something for the S. So, Fierce Pets, it follows these super animals that pretty much go and slaughter poachers. And it's a fun time because you understand but don't understand the animals when they're talking and stuff. It's a fun time, and just the wild gruesomeness of that story.
You had a sloth in there, right? It's
very different. There is a sloth. Yeah, the animals themselves, it's very varied. It's a dog, a cat, a sloth, a snake, a sugar glider, a walrus, and a butterfly.
Sugar glider? What is a sugar glider?
Sugar glider is probably the best one out of them.
What Floridian animal is this, Brandon?
Sugar glider is kind of like that bat, right?
Yeah, the thing with like the wings. Like, yeah. A sugar glider almost looks like a flying squirrel, a little bit.
What does a sloth sound like?
So that's the thing, is with the story, if you've like seen the story, how like each animal has their own names. You have the classic dog, like bark, 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 bark. You have the cat, meow, 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 meow. Some of these don't have those classic sounds that we know, to where I had to go to like YouTube and actually hear these animals and develop a sound that would like work in terms of you reading it.
Okay. Box. Yeah, because I'm looking at it right now, and the sound that a sloth makes is like
the walrus sloth. it's like gar 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 like it's sounds that I listen to and fit the best way to make a sound in the comic for that don't have popular sounds elsewhere that we know of.
Well, then right. Here's a question to that from our audience, Brandon, our very first question of the evening. Brandon, K-pop junkie, wants to know, what sound does a butterfly make?
So the butterfly actually doesn't speak in this story. So I would say no sound. I would ultimately say, in terms of how they communicate the butterfly and the team, because clearly the team can understand the other animals. Mm. When they're talking, even if it's not their own animal language, clearly it does seem like either a butterfly can talk like mentally, like get inside the heads of animals, or it's almost like a just like, yeah, I get it. I get your role, butterfly. Like we're connected. You didn't say anything, but you said a lot through not saying.
Yeah. I like how the butterfly had a gas mask too.
Yeah. That page was. Yeah, it's the poetry. He's like, wait a second. Is that a little mask? And it shows the zoom, the little mask. Yeah.
And then what do we got? So we got the pets, the funeral parlor, and the two bums.
Yeah. So those are the three stories in issue one. That encapsulates 32 pages of stories. And I want to do more issues of Tales from Town City in the future. Like I have two issues scripted out, like issue two and three.
Oh, nice.
I want to keep going with it, but it'll be like different characters. It won't follow the fierce pets. It won't follow the homeless villains. Like maybe one day I'll do like mini series or like one shots of those characters, because a lot of people like both of those stories. But I want to dive deeper into these other minor characters in the Gallows Man world.
So it's almost like a Pulp Fiction movie, but in comic book form, with all these little interactions with these other stories intertwining.
Yeah, and that's what I like about writing, like Tales from Town City. Like originally, whenever I wrote this, it was going to be called The Gallows Man, Tales from Town City. But I then changed that to it just being Tales from Town City, because when I wrote the stories, they work on their own. And yes, it's a part of the Gallows Man universe, but I want someone to be able to read it and also not have to read the Gallows Man to enjoy it. But okay. I also like to write where, like, if you've read The Gallows Man, you also enjoy it because you're like, oh, I remember those characters. This is what they're doing in between the panels or the pages. So I like to provide for both sides of it, new readers and old readers.
Gotcha.
And that's your multiverse right there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't planned as like expanding beyond the Gallows Man miniseries, but yeah, over the past year and a half, it's like starting to branch a little bit.
Now tell us about the Kickstarter for this book.
Say again, I'm sorry.
Tell us about the Kickstarter for this book. What are you offering?
Yeah. So the Kickstarter for Tales from Town City number one, there's tiers ranging from $1 to $75. There's a tier for any budget. Every little bit helps. $1 helps, $10 helps, $20, whatever works within someone's budget. It helps a ton with us. We've already met our funding goal. We've met our funding goal, as well as the book is finished. Like I like to have a book completely finished before I launch a Kickstarter. So what that means is if you back the Kickstarter, you're getting these books. Like it's not a what if type thing. It's like you're getting this. As soon as the Kickstarter is over, it's going to the printer, or if you get a digital tier, you're getting an email with the books, that sort of thing. There's a main cover and a variant cover for this book that are both great. That's the main cover, the animals there. The variant is the two homeless villains, as well as you can also get The Gallows Man 1 and 2, if you want like to see what it's all about, see Gallows Man 1 and 2, as well as Tales from Town City number 1. And you can get all of that digitally for just $12. Like all three of those comics digitally for $12. Over 130 pages of comics right there for just $12.
Oh, nice.
If you just want Tales from Town City number 1 digitally, it's just $5 to get it digitally. Like this comic digital is just $5. There's a ton with it. Physical copies start at $10 and just expands from there. Like all kinds of little, they're not even little, like great value as it goes up.
This is what that was. It wasn't a flying. What is that? What did you call this again?
A sugar glider. Yeah, yeah.
Sugar glider. I've literally never heard that before in my life. Ever. I was really looking at this. Oh, that's a flying squirrel.
Google an image of a sugar glider. Pretty
cool. I'm really afraid to do that. I don't want to get demonetized here on YouTube. I don't know what's going to come up. I'm scared.
Special.
You know what? You saying that, Red, I still don't trust it. Okay, I'm sorry. No, don't do anything.
When I do hear about it now, I never thought about it till E-Man was talking about it. It sounds like a XXX parody villain of The Flash, basically. Like, that's what it sounds like. Sugar glider.
Sugar glider. XXX villain of The Flash. I mean, that's a way to put it right there, Brandon.
Sugar glider.
Sugar glider. What does he sound like? Now I want to know what the sugar glider would sound like. Like the evil villain.
It's tough to find like them doing the noises, but I ultimately had it go ree, like a loud like screech almost.
So these are all the levels right here, right? Level 1, level 2, level 3. You talk about the different bundles and whatnot. Oh, you have and then you have T-shirts too.
There's T-shirts. They pass that up. They look awesome. It has the fierce pets on it. Has the acronym below, the Precise Ecosystemic Tactical Squad. It comes in sand as well as pale pink. It's kind of a whichever you prefer. I was just going to have one color, but when I was going through the T-shirt colors, I was like, I like both of these, and they're both good variety. So I had to add both of them there.
I do like that pale pink, I gotta say.
Yeah,
I was just thinking that would look good on you, AJ. I might buy that for you. Probably
salmon. Damn it! Pale pink and salmon.
Just like it. So, Brandon, I wanted to ask you. You know, it sounds like you're creating a shared universe. You know, with the Gallows Man, with Tales from Town City, right here. What are some of the challenges you're finding with creating a shared universe? Since you know they are in the same space.
I'd say ultimately it's not too challenging in terms of keeping up with continuity and various stuff, because some of these stories, most of them that'll be in Tales from Town City, either occur before the Gallows Man miniseries or occurs like in between an issue or during an issue of the Gallows Man. So it's not too hard to keep up with continuity. The challenge, it's not really a huge challenge, but the challenge is really like, which characters do I want to write about the most? Because whenever I was plotting out, like outlining issue one back in October or November, I had a list of characters that I could write about that are minor characters in the Gallows Man, and just kind of prioritizing like the ones that I really want to write about. And so I'd say that's where the challenge lies, is just like I got to pick and choose which I would prefer to write for this series.
So what's the process? What's your thought process? Once you select the character that you want to write about, like, tell us about how you come up with the beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, so once I pick out a character, like for specifically Tales from Town City number one, the two of the stories that I had at the very beginning was the Hypno Ray and Rusty Hook thing. I didn't know what the story was going to be, but I was like, I want to do something with them. And it just branched from there, as well as the Fierce Pets. It wasn't originally like a super animal team. It was like, I want to do something with Hang Mutt, because I've had a couple people be like, hey, are we going to see Hang Mutt again? And I was like, I want to see now. Like, I never thought about doing Hang Mutt's like little story, but then I was like, now I want to try it out. So the writing process was basically picking the characters, writing out a one or two paragraph outline of the story, then going into the screenwriting program I use, which is, why am I blanking on the name right now? Something. It's one of those screenwriters. Oh, Writer Duet. I think it's the the tinfoil.
It reversed on you. Like it hypnotized you.
I hypnotized myself. Yeah.
You're looking at yourself because you're like all blown up and you just done messed everything up for yourself.
Right? Exactly. I gotta close out of this so I don't hypnotize myself. But yeah, so writer duet, I write out a screenplay first. I write out a screenplay, and then that's basically half the battle right there, if not two thirds of the battle. Once the screenplay is written out, then I will then break it up by page and panel. So I'll be like, this will be the page. Like, this is a panel. This is a panel. And I'll edit the action lines and the dialogue to fit a comic book. But basically writing a screenplay of it and then tweaking it and editing it into a comic script. And then finding artists like that. That's the step right after, pretty much.
Which is what I wanted to ask you about is, how did you find the collaborators for this comic book?
Yeah, so with this comic, luckily, like most of the artists in this comic, I've worked with before. Okay. Like Helen Bolton, who did the Mortician story, I've worked on a couple stories in Disney Avenue 1 and 2 with her. She's the main artist in The Gallows Man. Yeah, she did for issue one right there, she did that one page story of the trees and the humans like switching places. It's called Alternate Triality, where you have like trees chopping down humans and building like tree houses, but it's out of bones and stuff. And they're protesting to save the humans and stuff like that. Yeah, she did the art of that and did another thing in issue two. She did the art of The Gallows Man, and then I hired her to do this because she's the main artist of The Gallows Man. And I kind of wanted to like nod to that with this. Like, this is a spinoff of The Gallows Man. I want her to do like at least backups in this, kind of like a nod. Like, hey, like, this is the main artist of The Gallows Man. Uh-huh. Thomas Tikas, who did the variant cover art, he does the main cover art of The Gallows Man. Like, he did the main cover art for issues 1 and 2 of The Gallows Man, as well as issue 3 and 4. So getting him as variant cover artist, that was kind of a nod. The letterer, Nikki Powers, I've worked with her on a ton of stuff. Like, she's my go-to letterer. Like, she did stuff in Disney Avenue and various other stuff. And then the one new person to this was Juan Romero, who is actually the big artist in this. He did the art for Fierce Pets, for Tinfoiled Hypnotism. I found Juan, like I was a fan of his before I hired him to do this book. He did a book called Slowpokes like a few years ago that is basically like, what if sloths were in a laboratory and they were experimented on and they had like speed, like they were fast, like sloths were fast. And it was pretty much like
fast sloths.
It's a vicious like B horror movie is basically Slowpokes, and it's a great time. And I loved his art. And I also say that recent movie that came out, Slaughterhouse, not saying it is this, Slowpokes did killer sloth B horror movie before Slaughterhouse. Wow. Slowpokes was a few years ago. Slaughterhouse just came out a couple weeks ago. I don't know if the people at Slaughterhouse, if they read Slowpokes, but like, I don't know. Like, it's.
Well, you know what, though? You know what? And now I need to go watch Slaughterhouse because that's
that just came out, right?
Yeah, it came out a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it
sounds terribly amazing at the same time. I just
it is a true B movie, like they had the lowest budget ever.
If they had one,
they really didn't. Like, you can watch the trailer. I haven't seen it yet, I'm going to watch it, but it's definitely a cheap movie. But it looks like a fun B movie. But so, yeah, I loved Juan's work on Slowpokes, and I saw he can do like funny animal gratuitous violence towards humans. And I was like, I got Fierce Pets. I see he can do that through Slowpokes. I want to get him for Fierce Pets. So I hired him for Fierce Pets. And then through working with him and reading issue 2 of Slowpokes, I realized he could do like basic conversation comedy very well, like faces and emotions with faces very well, to where I then hired him for Tinfoiled Hypnotism as well, because those two stories are very different. Like, Fierce Pets is like action, gruesome comedy, whereas Tinfoiled Hypnotism is like conversation, situation comedy. Like, Tenfold Hypnotism feels like a web series sketch, basically. Like, but he was able to capture that emotion in the faces very well.
Okay.
I'm kind of cheating on here. I have on the other screen. I'm watching the Slaughterhouse trailer.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
No. Share it right now. Don't you do this. Share it.
It's just being shown on IMDb because I'm looking at who the actors, but there's nobody I know.
It was playing, at least in theaters near me, it was playing for one day and one time. It was like August 31st at 8:30 p.m. And I bought a ticket, but I had worked like super late that night and I was just exhausted. I was like, refund my ticket, AMC. And I've regretted it ever since because I want to see it.
Well, you will watch it. You'll watch it. You'll see it.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So going back to, you know, the Tales from Town City, Brandon, you're dressed as one of the villains. So I do need to ask, and what are the inspirations behind Hypno Ray and the Rusty Hook?
So, I'm dressed as Hypno Ray. That's who I am with my spiral glasses. I've got my real prescription glasses over it so I can actually see the screen. I can see everyone's faces without it being just random blurs. Those two characters ultimately formed from the scene in The Gallows Man where Gallows Man and Newsboy go into Farside Alley, which is an alleyway that is full of homeless people, and most of them are villains, because if you read Tinfoiled Hypnotism, like, Hypno Ray and Rusty Hook are villains, but like, how bad are they? Like,
I didn't really get them as villains, exactly. Per se.
It's one of those things as a reader, like, you feel like more like sad for them, like the pathetic, like, situation for them that, like, this world, this society has kind of put them in, and they're kind of dumb though. Like, they want to be villains, but how bad of people are they?
They're like at the lowest tier of villainy, really.
Exactly. That's the thing, is like, they're below C-list villains. Like, they're like D or F list.
Hey, listen, no one is below C-list villains. All right?
Yeah, I see.
No one is below the C-list villains. We are the lowest of the low.
These guys are pretty low.
They feel very much like Jay and Silent Bob, if you've seen any of their movies.
Oh yeah.
And Hypno Ray is very much Jay. He's the leader, and the mouthy one. That's what I got out of reading the special and then what's on the Kickstarter right now.
I never even thought about the Jay and Silent Bob thing. I mean, like, I thought of like the duo, but like specifically now thinking at the very end, Rusty Hook gives like some like decent wisdom at the very end, similar to like Silent Bob at
very
the end of
very much like Silent Bob.
So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to use that now. Thank you, Ethan.
I want 10 cents for every comic that you sold for that idea. Because I have to pay 8 cents to the person who gave me that idea. Oh, man. So what are you looking to accomplish with the Kickstarter? There's all these perks. All these perks are fantastic. What are we looking to accomplish with the Kickstarter and hopefully go above and beyond?
So like I mentioned before, we hit the funding goal, but that doesn't mean like, hey, it just stops there. Ultimately, I want to keep going because we have stretch goals for stickers, posters. I want to reach those so all physical backers can get those, as well as I just want to get the word out, because with this Kickstarter, with Tales from Town City, the only way to get it will be through Kickstarter. There's nowhere else online you'll be able to get it. Like, once the Kickstarter is over, it's not like you can go to a website and and buy it digitally online or buy it physically online. It's like, no, it's just through the Kickstarter for the next 3 weeks. That's your opportunity to get it. I kind of like that because the Kickstarter kind of feels like an event that way, where it's like, hey, like, come check this out. And it gets people to kind of rally behind it. Like, hey, like, you go check this out. Like check out this stupid, funny book.
That's we need more Rusty Hook. Everyone needs a Rusty Hook in their life.
I got to ask you.
In whatever which way you want to take that, by the way. Okay.
E-Man, you never answered if you want to be the receiver or the giver, but okay.
That's for my girlfriend and I to discuss. All
right, okay.
All right. And I will probably be.
So you're saying that's G14 classified.
That's G14 classified. Thank you, Red.
Brandon, did you like cut up the jacket and everything for the
Yeah. So I got most of this from like a thrift store, like the shirt, this jacket. Yeah, there's like also like little details like this patch I just like cut off another pair of pants and like sewed this on. I got a serrated knife and just like shredded this so it looks like worn and tattered, like there's a few holes on the shirt. Made the tinfoil hat. The only thing that I really had to buy that was probably the most expensive thing was the spiral glasses. I bought those on Etsy for like $25, but everything else was thrift store. It was like a few bucks each.
That tinfoil hat looks expensive.
And you had a coupon for it, right?
You have a coupon for that. Yeah. Did you have a coupon for that?
Okay, so something with the Kickstarter. It's not like advertised in the Kickstarter because it's such a minor thing. But with all the physical backers, it doesn't say on the thing, but everyone will get those coupons. They'll get a 50% off tinfoil coupon, 50% off Can Yam coupon.
This project.
Rusty Hook.
Give me 15 to 20 seconds. I can actually go get them. They're in a bag right here. I'll be right back. Hold on.
All right.
1 second. Hold on. I want physical.
All links in the description. Promo code Rusty Hook.
That would be a nice promo code. Promo code Rusty Hook.
Oh, don't forget to click the like and subscribe button on the below this.
All right, so everyone that backs the Kickstarter and gets like a physical thing, it's not advertised in the Kickstarter, but I'll include these. It's coupons I made. You got Can Yams 50% off.
Yes.
And in the fine print, there's even fine print, says offer only available at the supermarket. Located in Town City, expires August 14th, 1941.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And same thing with that the tinfoil. It says 50% off and says the same thing. Yeah, just it's something I really like the idea, and I was like, I don't see it as like an add-on, but I was like, I'll include these because I mean it's paper. Like, it takes time to make, but like I like this a lot, so people will get these. Nice as a little fun add-on.
That's very cool.
Is there a significance on that date, August 14th?
So that's interesting you say. So I'll first mention 1941. Most of the events in Gallows Man / Tales from Town City take place in 1942. So it's expired there. August 14th is actually my birthday. So it was like, yeah, that's what I'll do.
Nice. My sister's birthday is also on the 14th.
Nice, yeah. Awesome.
Happy belated birthday then.
Thank you.
About 3 weeks away or 3 weeks off, but
I got some coupons for my birthday. Coupon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Coupon. I'm doing my absolute best. I'm trying to back this thing up right this moment.
Thank you.
Promo code Yams. What are you trying to do, man?
I'm literally backing this thing up. Why are you all looking at business, Red?
Oh, you're hosting.
What is... I know. Hold on. I'm supporting our guest. That's what I'm doing.
There's
right
also
now.
Stickers and stuff people will get. But yeah, like any physical backer will get these just because... I don't know. Like with these specifically, I like how it like ties in with the actual book itself in terms of like this is an item from the book. Like, it's mm-hmm. within the book, kind of.
There are still an extra cost for double XL shirts, like what you did with the Dismay Avenue.
Is there extra cost for it? No, it's the same cost. So if you buy a t-shirt, whatever size, it's the same exact cost. It's $19 plus the shipping that's there. Okay. So yeah, any size is the same cost.
Eman is going to require a triple XL.
Shut your face. Or shut your face right now. Kiss my ass. Double XL and a half. Don't be an asshole, Red, okay? Double XL and a half.
Eman, you were what happened to the...
Look, hold on. I know what you're going to say.
It's a nice shirt, though, but it's not from Tesla.
Hold on. No one knows about that. Just stop. We'll get to that soon enough.
I'm not saying this for anyone that I'm talking with right here, but anyone that's listening, it goes up to 4X. It'll go up to 4X in terms of t-shirts. So.
Hey!
Okay. So I went ahead and backed it, Brandon, because I want the coupon. I need that coupon in my life.
Thank you.
I went ahead and backed it right now.
Awesome, thank you. Verify
with people that I went ahead and did that because I'm supporting our guests live on our show.
Brandon, was there any with this being an anthology series, I guess you could say, did you take any inspiration from anything current? Like any books that you're reading?
I would say it does take inspiration from current comics, but kind of like comics in general. I'll say this, like with this and the Gallows Man, like I wrote those specifically for just like a fun time, and you can dig deeper into it and see like, oh, the desensitization of violence within stuff like the Gallows Man and that world. But it can ultimately just be a fun time, because I wrote that where it was a time in comics like 2017, 2018, where there was some fun books, but it was ultimately just like serious and dark. And I do love those. Don't get me wrong. Tom King is one of my favorite comic writers. But sometimes I don't want to cry and see how bad war is all the time with Tom King.
I want
a fun book sometimes to escape reality. And so I kind of like that with writing these type of books. It's just a fun time to just like take your mind off of things, have a good laugh. Trying to think what specifically was your question, because I feel like I just like spiraled and did.
Was there anything in particular, like comic book wise, that you drew inspiration from?
So the Mortician one is a big thing where it's the most meta of these three stories, to where a lot of inspiration for that comes from like Spider-Man. For example, like there's a lot of animal.
Oh, the Mortician one.
In terms of the villains, how it's often animal based names and animal based characters, and most of the time it does fit. But sometimes, either with Spider-Man or other superheroes, it's like the name doesn't really fit. You just have like some animal based name, but like nothing about you says the walrus or the jackal, like so that one definitely came from Spider-Man and some other comics. The other two, I'm trying to think, Tenfold Hypnotism was kind of I don't know, I'm sure there's inspirations for that one, but it was just kind of like I want to see a funny interaction with these like pathetic villains within this world.
Be pathetic too.
how pathetic? I'll show you how pathetic. I think we're ready. I think we should bring up the second edition of Cast the C-List. Red, what do you think? Our second reading, and actually this is the second reading ever, and again with our friend Brandon. What do you think here?
I'm down. You got to give me a little bit of direction on how am I supposed to be playing this character.
You know what? You're right. And you know what? I'm going to give those honors to our friend Brandon. Like, what's the direction? What is the motivation? Matter of fact, Brandon, let's go ahead and do this. Let's set up the scene. Could you set up the scene for us right here? Let me bring it up. We're going to do cast a C list. This is our second time doing this right here, everyone. So please, please turn this up because it's going to be terrible. So we're going to be doing a partial reading of Brandon's book, Tales from Town City. And since I like the villains, and this is the C List Villains podcast, we're going to be reading about the villains. We're going to hear their adventures. So, Brandon, could you set up the scene for us?
So, to set this specific scene up, basically, Hypno Ray and Rusty Hook, they live in an alleyway. They're homeless villains. They dig out of dumpsters for food, that sort of stuff. And they dug out of a dumpster and found these expired coupons, one for tinfoil and one for canned yams. The canned yams, they love eating canned yams, specifically Rusty Hook. Rusty Hook loves some canned yams. The tinfoil, Hypno Ray really wants the tinfoil because his tinfoil connector hat is kind of messed up and broken. And for him to have better hypnotism powers, he needs new tinfoil. So that's kind of the setup for this scene. So they have these expired coupons. Hypno Ray believes that at least with the connector tinfoil hat he has on now, he can at least hypnotize the convenience store into thinking that these expired coupons they have are not expired.
This is fantastic.
Okay, so I'll play the role of Hypno Ray.
You're Hypno Ray. I love the hat, Red.
character.
And I'll play the role of Rusty Hook. And AJ is so kindly said that he will play the role of the cashier. Very basic. So
very Clark Kent.
And then should we tell them the story as to no, you know what? You guys actually need to read to find out why Rusty Hook is about to speak the way he does. Okay. But there's a reason for it. All right. Red, you're the leader of this. Take control of this scene. You are the Hypno Ray.
All right. We're at the supermarket. All right. Figure out voice. Okay. I got the tinfoil.
You want some time to figure it out?
I got the tinfoil.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
You're going to go, I got the tinfoil. That's what you're going to go with?
Yeah.
Okay. Start this again in action.
I got the tinfoil.
Arr, and I got the yams.
Will this be all for you?
Aye.
Okie dokie then.
The powerful and mighty Hypno Ray commands you to believe that this roll of tinfoil, this can of yams, are marked as free.
Those aren't free.
I'm trying to scroll here.
Are we gonna keep going? Okay.
Just one more.
All right.
I'm trying to scroll down. I'm like, damn it. Why is my battery?
I have it on the screen. I don't know what you're looking at. It's on the screen for a reason.
Sorry, All right. Figured that wouldn't work. Not in a deuce. Just wanted to check.
Arr, good try.
Well, we'll do this surefire one this time. The powerful and mighty Hypno Ray commands you to believe that the coupons for this roll of tinfoil and this can of yams are not expired.
And scene. To figure out what happened after this, you have to buy.
Listen to the next episode.
And next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Red, what hat is that?
That was my Ox King helmet.
I was about to say that's what I thought it was. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
where'd you get that?
Mike, our friend Mike, who is Evil Fed, also dressed up as Mr. Satan with me at San Diego Comic Con.
So, did you dress up as the Ox King?
Yes, I did.
Nice. That's awesome.
We were a hit at the Dragon Ball booth.
Nice. So Red, you got some love. Look, Sickotron, I love Red voice. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, I could do a reading for 50 Shades of Grey in that voice if you want to.
Oh, I would love to do a reading of 50 Shades of Grey in that voice, especially the steamy scenes. Like, we need all of that right there. Brandon, I hope that we did that well. And we need to do more readings. We need to do more casting.
If I wasn't super tall and it would just show my belly, I would have done a standing ovation for you.
Thank you. Slow clap, though, and just nod the head side to side, but in acceptance. That was beautiful.
I'll take it.
So once again, Brandon, let us know, where can we find the Kickstarter? On Kickstarter. I mean, like, when they get to Kickstarter, like, how are they going to find it right there?
Yeah, so you can either go to my social medias, Disney Comics, D-I-S-M-A-Y Comics, and I've got the Kickstarter linked in all of those profiles, or the simple way is just you can Google on Kickstarter, you can just Google Tales from Town City, and it'll pop up. It's the only thing there that says Tales from Town City. You can go to that, back the Kickstarter. There's, like I mentioned, various reward tiers there. See, Tales from Town City, boom. First thing that pops up, the only thing that pops up, so it won't confuse you.
Hey, don't forget to pick up Gallowsman and This May Avenue.
Yes, and that's the thing is Tales from Town City number one is in this, as well as the variant cover. But Gallows Man 1 and 2 are also in it. You can get Gallows Man 1 and 2 in this Kickstarter, as well as, like Red said, you can get Disney Avenue 1 and 2 with this Kickstarter. If you want some horror, like these are horror anthologies with your superhero dark comedy stuff.
There is a, where is it? Where's that page where it tells you all the bundles? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. My selection is here. $75.
Rich.
Whoa, wait a minute here. What's coming up here? Dang. This is the bundle that I did right there. Because I want everything. Gallows Man was really fun to read. And I definitely want to be able to support you there, Brandon. So I'm showing off that I spent money on
Thank you.
Can you buy me one too?
At that point? You know what I can? This is what I'll do. Once the copies come in, I'll take it to work and I'll do something called Xerox copy it. And then I will send you the Xerox copy via fax machine, so that way you get it same day without me sending it over. Will that work?
Sorry, I got the digital copy.
He can at least he'll give you some coupons. Not related to the comic, but you can go get some tinfoil and some candy yams if you go back in time to a fictional universe.
Promo code canyams.
Katie asked a question earlier, Brandon. I didn't get to this. How many foil hats have you sat on? She wants to know.
None so far. This might sound disgusting, but in all the videos that I've done, it's still this one. I have not destroyed this one yet. I have used a Clorox wipe in it once just to make sure there's no oils and stuff. I've used only this one so far. It could get destroyed at any point. I have my roll of tinfoil. I've got a roll of tinfoil over there. I can always make another one.
That's a Reynolds wrap tinfoil, right? Not the.
It actually is Reynolds. Yeah.
Oh, we're not trying to promote. That's a high quality stuff, here, right? Okay, there. Wait, hold on. We're promoting Disney Comics and this tinfoil. We don't. Reynolds wrap is not making money off of us today. Okay,
I want to see. I know it's a little bit pricey to get the spiraled glasses and stuff, but when people get the comic after they back the Kickstarter, I would love to see people take a picture with the comic with them wearing a tinfoiled hat. That'd be good. Or if they're dressed as a pirate. Either way, I'd love to see it.
How about trying to, I guess, do the Rusty Hook?
about.
Don't I don't want to see that.
Don't do that.
No.
Of course. Red wants to see the rusty hook on that new Las Vegas sphere. That's what he wants. He wants that. He wants
I saw your post.
And if Reynolds Routes wants to sponsor our show, you know, we're more than welcome to take them on as sponsors.
Well, you know what? Only if they help sponsor. You have to help sponsor Brandon.
Yeah, and, promo code tinfoil.
Promo code
send me more tinfoil so I can have more than just a couple of hats. I can
look
have
at my Trev. Whole
apartment full of hats.
I have to buy some Reynolds wrap now, my subconscious. Oh my God, Brandon, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
You know, of course, everyone follow Brandon on Facebook, on Instagram. Go as soon as we're done, as soon as we stop this, you guys need to go to his Kickstarter, back this man's work up, because it's funny stuff. I like the world that he's building. Red's a big fan. He's already purchased the Gallows Man and Dismay comics. Go out. We definitely want to be able to support all of the independent comic book creators on this channel. The smaller, the better, because that's where all the talent is at right there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And also, back the Kickstarter, even if you don't care about comics or care about my comics at all, you're going to want some coupons. You're going to want these coupons.
What's his name? Ron White? Is it Ron White? Is it Ron White?
Coupons. I know Ron White is like the tater salad guy.
There was this stand up that Ron White did where he went to like some kind of festival, and instead of paying real money, they were like, no, you have to go buy a coupon. He's like, you have to go buy a coupon. I have to go over here, buy a coupon, you know. Funny, go look it up. I think it's called like Ron White coupons. Go look it up, because that's ultimately what I'm thinking about right now.
Ultimately, the comics are a bonus for you. You really are backing it for the coupons.
Use the promo code for 50% off.
You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna cross promote this right here. So the comic capsule, yeah, it's supposed to be for comic books. I'm putting a coupon in here.
Nice. There you go.
And it's gonna hang up right here underneath my office.
Nice.
Right underneath my office, because, you know, # coupon.
Perfect.
Brandon, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you. We definitely want you back you get the next issue. So please, you know, keep us in mind. I know you got this Kickstarter going on, but any ETA on your next Kickstarter?
So I plan to have 2, if not 3, books out next year.
Okay.
Gallows Man number 3, for those that have been waiting for Gallows Man number 3, that's going to come out next year. Dismay Avenue number 3 is going to come out next year. And it's like 95% sure we'll have Tales from Town City number 2 out next year. So at least 2, if not 3 comics out next year.
Look, back up the Kickstarter and back it up hard. So that way, Brandon can have the comic books come at shorter intervals. So that way, this could be his career instead of what he's doing now. Because Brandon wants to be in comics, back him up so that way he can get in and break into this.
I want to walk into the Marvel Comics studio, the meeting room, dressed as this. I want to walk in and them take me seriously as this.
What you want is for them to come to you.
Exactly.
You dress the way they are, and you say, no, I want them. Hey.
And I can get them to do that simply by hypnotizing. I know all of the Marvel execs are watching this right now.
That's me, mateys.
Well, thanks again, Brandon, for coming on. Red, before we end the show, you got some announcements. You're Rose City this weekend, right?
Oh yeah, Rose City this weekend. Not this weekend. Next weekend.
Oh, next weekend. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I forgot about Book Where Are. I'll put it on the socials. It'll be Luke and I, and also our friends at Comic Capsule. I selling books and capsules.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said,
hold on. I got an announcement. Look, I got something going on here too.
You perform the Rusty Hook
tomorrow night, September 13th, 8 o'clock on my channel, E-Man's World of Geek. I'm going to do a special live unboxing of the World Tree covers number 1 through 5 with the cover artist herself, Oshred. She'll be on the show with me as I do an unboxing, and that way we actually talk about her processes on how she came up with the covers, how they're connecting, and everything that was going through her mind. It won't be an official interview. It will just be talking strictly about the cover. So I invite everyone to come by and hang out tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern, only on E-Man's World of Geek.
And go awesome. Watch awesome. Go watch Ahsoka tonight. That's a great episode.
I'm going to watch it right after this. So, yeah. All right, guys. Well, with that being said, thank you guys all for tuning in.
Watch the trailer for Slaughterhouse.
Yes. All right. Watch the trailer for Slaughterhouse. And watch Ahsoka. We'll be talking about it next week.
Peace. Right.
Peace out, guys.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Sealess Vents Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at sealessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Sealess Villains and Sealess Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts. At Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening.